It is once again time for our monthly conversation with the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, is with me here on the School News Podcast. Dr. Sales Adams, how are you?
I'm doing great, Manny. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I always enjoy these monthly talks that you and I have to share with the rest of the community how things are going at MPS and update everybody on what's going on. So we've got a lot to get to today. Let's dive right into it. First off, how was your spring break?
It was good. I took some time to rest, to relax, be with my family. So I had a great time. What about you?
It was good. I worked a little bit during that week. No rest for the weary, certainly. But it was a good time, though. It was good to kind of recalibrate some things with MPS Voices and kind of recharge the battery a little bit. So it was certainly an exciting week and exciting time. We had our spring drive last week at KBEM as well. So it was a busy time, but it was a good time. So let's get right into things. We have a couple of finalists for Minnesota Teacher of the Year. What can you share with us about that? This is really cool.
It is cool. So we have two of 12 finalists across the state of Minnesota for the Minnesota Teacher of the Year. So that's an award that celebrates excellence in teaching in the state of Minnesota. And the two finalists that we have this year are Caitlin Bruce, who is a second grade teacher at Lake Harriet Lower Elementary School, and then Ben Cuevas Bringstorff, who is a culinary arts and consumer science teacher at Roosevelt High School. I will share, though, that the current Minnesota Teacher of the Year is Tracy Bird.
That's right.
So Tracy will have an opportunity to announce his successor on May 4th at the St. Paul River Center. And Tracy is a teacher at Washburn High School.
Awesome. And of course, again, congratulations to Tracy on winning it last year. And congratulations to Caitlin and Ben both for their nomination and being a finalist. Should be really cool. And we'll see what happens on May 4th. So what can you tell us about the Marcy Arts Elementary mural?
Yeah, so our students unveiled a new mural inside their school Tuesday, April 15th, which was World Art Day. And Marcy partnered with Minneapolis creative agency called Latitude to come up with the design, create the images, and then install the mural. Something unique about the mural, it's made up of individual student portraits. And guess what? It's in the building. It will last forever. So our students will have an opportunity if they come back, they can see themselves in the building with the portraits that they created.
That's awesome. Love that. Love that. We're talking with Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools. Monthly conversation for the month of April here on the School News Podcast. Okay, so this was really cool, too. We had some WWE superstars visit Olson Middle School. WWE was just here just about a week and a half ago, and a couple of wrestlers stopped by Olson Middle School. What can you share with us about that experience for the kids?
Yeah, so I will tell you, in the gym, the crowd was charged. Our students were excited. They were happy to meet these three wrestlers. And they shared some really important words of advice for our students that I think that they will carry it with them. They told our students to follow their dreams. And one important thing that we really need young people to know, choose your friends wisely. So I think these are lessons that our students will walk away from, use throughout middle school and hopefully into high school.
That's so amazing. I'll admit I'm 41 years old, and I'm a huge wrestling fan. It goes all the way back to when I was a little kid. So when I saw that, and I actually went to the WWE show that night when they were in town that Monday night. So it was a great time. But yeah, that had to have been just an amazing experience for the kids to see those wrestlers come to their school. So shout out to WWE and, of course, the students at Olson Middle School. Really, really cool experience for them. So let's get into some other upcoming events as well. Southwest High School's got a robotics team. What can you share with us more about that?
Yeah, so their team is called Ultraviolet, and the team is at the World Championship in Houston, which runs through the weekend. Southwest is competing with the best of 600 teams from over the world. So our students are there in this space showing what they know. And then I also want to congratulate Sean Vang, who is a student at Camden High School. He's attending as well because he won a Dean's List Award from the robotics group putting on the competition. So go team.
Absolutely. Good luck to them in that competition. That sounds really cool and really an amazing experience for them. There's also a couple of other district-wide events coming up. What can you share with us about that?
Yeah, so we have two super interesting events coming up. The first one is the Unified Bocce Bash, which is Tuesday, April 22nd. And students with and without disabilities compete on the same team. You might know bocce as lawn bowling, so our students are competing in that. And then we're bringing back a fan favorite, the Junior Iron Chef competition, which is Tuesday, April 29th. That is actually going to take place with our middle schoolers who will be preparing meals with local top chefs in a competition style. The teens will prepare dishes with the ingredients provided and then present their dishes to a panel of judges who will get to taste their delicious meals.
Awesome. Awesome. Really, really cool. So let's get into summer planning now. It feels like just yesterday that you and I were talking about the kids being back to school and welcoming them back. And now here we are in April. We're just a couple months left in the school year. So what can you tell us about some of the summer planning that's happening in Minneapolis Public Schools?
But like you said, Manny, now is a good time to plan for your child and their summer plans. Your child's school counselor is a great resource to find out about options. But you can also learn about summer camps, paid and unpaid internship positions, and opportunities to catch up on learning over the summer. Another great resource is the Minneapolis Public Schools Community Education website. Search there for great summer youth programs. But I do want to give a shout out to our partners at the Minneapolis Park and Rec Board. They also have a lot of great, amazing programs and opportunities. You can check them out at minneapolispark.org.
Awesome. Really, really cool. Always love these conversations with you every month. It's always good to see you. Saw you at the staff meeting at the Davis Center earlier today on the day we were recording this, Wednesday, the 16th. So it's always good to see you. Always good to have these talks with you every month. And looking forward to doing it again next month.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Did you celebrate your birthday already?
My birthday is Friday, the 18th. Okay. And I will be celebrating. Yeah. And I'm going to the Kendrick Lamar and SZA concert as well on Saturday. Wow. So
have fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I haven't seen Kendrick since 2017, so I'm looking forward to seeing him live perform again. So it's gonna be cool.
Well, happy birthday and have fun.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Sales Adams, Superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, joining us here on the School News Podcast.
Thank you, Manny.